Holden Daf Lamed. Yeah. His top comment again was Reb Lezehi. And last shot from the Braisa was that first we said Alocha, it has to be Daf Gezoin, it's a Chayvi Aroy, it's not Kedushin Toifsimbo. Then the end of the Braisa said, no, even Amon Lekoin Godol, which was only a Chayvi Lav, and Kedushin is Toifsimbo. So we're into the second part of the Braisa, Hamani Reb Lezehi. The second part of the Braisa goes according to Reb Lezehi. The safe of the Braisa goes according to Reb Lezehi. The Yom Reb Lezehi Shita was that Ponui Habol al Ponuya, Shleil L'shem Ishus, a stam of a man lives with a lady, even though they're both not married. But if it's not done L'shem Ishus, it's done stam L'shem Znus, so Reb Lezehi Shita is also Zoyna, that she becomes a Zoyna. So according to Reb Lezehi, the parasha of Esnan Zoyna does not have to be to a lady, a real Zoyna, that's Chai V'Kristus, that's not Kedushin Toifsim Bo. It could even be any type of Znus, is also in the parasha of Esnan Zoyna. So that's the question, Iri Reb Lezehi, the price goes according to Reb Lezehi, my Iri Amon, Amona. Why do you have to say a case is Amon L'Kohen Gadol, that's a Lav HaTorah, Nisnin, it should have said a bigger Kiddush. It should have said even a case of Penuya, even a case where a man lives with an unmarried lady, and also if it's done Stam L'Shem Znus, he's called a Zayna, and if you pay and give her a Tleh for it, so a Tleh is also for Korban. Samora says, no, I'll tell you that Amon Itzruch, the Kiddush is that even by an Amon L'Kohen Gadol also, the Tleh is also for Korban. Because otherwise, Sagat Adachim and Habrat, what to say? Hoyulu binyanavu. This svar is rav. His svar was it's a binyanav that I learned out zoyna zoyna from avodas kechavim. Is I would have thought to say lenisusur. So since it's a binyanav, I would have thought to say only a zoyna is also is nisesnan zoyna. But maybe if there's another issa involved also, like here in Amon Lekohen Gadol, since there's another issa involved, maybe lenisusur. Maybe they won't have the issa of esnan zoyna that if you pay the amona to live with you, maybe if Kohen Gadol pays the amona, maybe the tleh does not become osur for korban. As kamashnul on yes, that even though Rav learned it out from the binyanav, but still any type of iznus, even though there's another avera involved with it also, still the esnan would be osur for korban. Then the Mishnah said, oy melech avera holocha tleh zeh. If somebody says to a schaver, take this tleh and I give it to you, that your shivcha should live with my yevit. So as a machlekes in the Mishnah, if that's called znus, is that called esnan zoyin or not? So that's the question, v'ashivcha liyevit mishkashori, what's wrong? You're allowed to give a shivcha to live with your yevit. So what's the tzad to say it should become what the Rabbanan says called an esnan? There's no isra involved. So when it says, amar afuna etz lekama, what the first person said means, I'll give you a tleh that your shivcha should live with me. Meaning that the man, the owner, want to live with the shivcha. So that's his nus. That's like a zayna. For the Gemara Novo, I, v'hotik toni yevid, I in the Mishnah says, give your shivcha to my yevid. Maybe it only means lishnim al yikam, a nice loshin. Really meant for himself, just a nice way of saying it, is give it to my yevid. Rashi says, lishnim al yikam means a nice loshin, means the evid hainu eber hamashameshes. Which just means like a zayvid, the tashmish, just means to say he wants to live with her. So Mura says, Yehochiv, that's Shan the Mishnah. That's time the Yisrael wants to live with a Shivcha. That's a real Zoyna. So my time with the Rebbe, how could Rebbe say that the Esnan doesn't have an Isser Esnan Zoyna, that the Esnan is Mutter for Korban? Why? It's a real Zoyna here. So Mura says, Enachnam, Yom HaShemo Barab Yitzchak. The Yerlim really Avdi. We're talking about now that person Reuven gives a Tleh to his friend that his Shivcha should live with his Evid. So the question is, what's the Avera? We're talking about not your Eved Kenani, but your Eved Ivri, that you want a Shivcha to live with your Eved Ivri. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, still, my time with the Rabbanan, what's the reason of the Rabbanan? Shivcha li Eved Ivri, Mishra Shari, like an Eved Ivri is allowed to live with a Shivcha. You're allowed to give your Eved Ivri a Shivcha to live with. So if so, why do the Rabbanan say it's called an Esnan? Where's the Avera here? Samar says, yes, we're talking about over here, the Machlokes really is, Kagoin the less Loisha. We're talking about now that this Eved was not married before. He doesn't have a wife or bottom. He doesn't have a wife and children. The Tanya belong, this is the Machlokes, because the Tanya belong like this. Ain Loisha bottom, let's say an Eved Ivri that does not have a wife from before or kids. Ain Rabbi Moisla Shivcha Kananis, that the master is not allowed to give a Shivcha Kananis to his Eved to live with. But Yesh Loisha bottom, let's say the Eved Ivri has already a wife, then the locher and kids, then the locher is Rabbi Moisla Shivcha Kananis. So that's Pshan the Rabbanon over here, that they hold the case you have an Eved Ivri that was not married yet, so there's not there involved for the master to give him a Shivcha. So if you pay the Shivcha Tleh to live with your Eved, that's called Znus, that Tleh becomes Asa. That's Pshan the Rabbanon. And Rashi says, why did the Rabbanim say, why does Rebbe hold it's mutter? So Rashi says, because Rebbe does not finish Rosha. Rebbe holds that even an Eved Ivri that did not have a wife yet, still it's mutter for the Odon to give him a Shivcha. So that's the Machlokes, where there's an Issa for an Odon to give his own Eved Ivri a Shivcha to live with, where the Eved did not have a wife beforehand. Now the Mishnah says, V'yeizeyu Mechir Kelev. What's the case of a Mechir Kelev? That if you exchange an animal for a dog, somebody says to his chaver, I'll make an exchange. You take the sheep here and give me a dog instead. The locher is there, and that sheep is also to be used for a carbon. The same thing. What's going to be shnei shutim? You have two partners. Shecholko, they divided up what they own. Echad noitel asara. One person took 10 sheep. V'yechad tisha. The other partner took 9 sheep. V'kelef, and he took a dog. That was the 10th one. Was a dog. So it comes out the one that took 10, one of those 10 is keneged the dog. So it comes out now, she keneged a kelev also, that the other 10, like all those 10 are also, because one of those 10 is in exchange for the dog. So they're all called the mechir kelev, they're also to be used for carbon. But veshima kelev, the owner, the partner that took the dog with the other 9 animals, those 9 animals are muta, because those 9 animals are in exchange for the other 9 animals. That's not called the mechir kelev. So Vishim HaKelev is Mutter. Now Esnan HaKelev, let's say somebody pays, like or give, you give a Teleh to the owner of the dog that you should live with the dog. So you're paying like the dog to live with it. There, that's not a Nisa. Torah only says Esnan Zoyna, not an Esnan Kelev. Or Mechir Zoyna, let's say Stam, you want to make an exchange. If somebody owns a Zona, a Shivcha, so you want to give the owner a Teleh and he'll give you the Shivcha, you want to buy the Shivcha. That's called a Mechir Zoyna, that's also not also. Is Harei Elu Mutarim, these last two cases are Mutar. Shneim and the Pasuk says Shneim. So we dash only these two are us. It says Shneihem, that only these two cases, only two, for Lo Yabo, and not four cases. There's only your Esnan Zoyna, when you pay the Zoyna, Rosh Mechir Kelev, and not the other two. Now, Vlo Desayim, let's say this Teleh has a kid. So Lachar is Mutarim, that the kid of the Teleh, of the Mechir, or the Esnan, is Mutar for Korban. Why? Because V'dash and Hain, Tloibo Desayim. Says the word like Shneihem, as if to say both of them, only two, and also Haim, only them, and not their, and not the kids. The kids are Mutar for Korban. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, Mechir Kelev, what does Mechir Kelev mean? The Pasuk says, it means Zeh Chalipa Kelev. You make an exchange, you give somebody a sheep for the dog. The Pasuk says also, Timker Amcha B'loihoin, that he sold your nation for nothing, for Lo Robis B'mechirehem, and he didn't gain any money for it. The Zeh Lashon of Mechir means we're getting money for it, Rashi Yamu Mechir Haino Damim, that like the pay for a dog, that's called a Mechir Kelev. If you pay for a dog, you pay with a sheep, with an animal, that's called a Mechir Kelev. Now the most question, Eimer, why don't I say Esnan Kelev? Maybe who are then, if you pay the owner of the dog, you give the owner a Teleh, that you should be able to live with his dog, maybe that carbon is also wasa. So Marcel said, Im Kain, Le Korb, it's also not be Korb, heavy Telosa. And the Pasuk says, Gam Shneihem, Veloy Shleisha. The Pasuk says, Gam Shneihem, only two are wasa, Midash, and not three. So that's how we know, not an Esnan Kelev. Now the Marcel says, Mikar, did I say it? Mikar, Minanan, Esnan, Umechir, Esnan, Veloy Mechir, Kama. So Marcel said, no, my question was not that it should be both an Esnan and a Mechir Kelev. But I meant to say maybe Esnan v'loy Mechir, maybe by Kelev it's only also if you pay the Kelev to like to live with the Kelev, but not just in exchange for Kelev. Samara says no, like maybe Esnan goes on both. Maybe only as an Esnan either you pay your Zoyna to live with you, or you pay the dog, the owner of the dog. And maybe the Torah is only talking about paying to live with them and not an exchange. Samara says no, and came if so, Nemikra the Apostle Shashir said, Loy Tovi Esnan Zoyna v'Kelev. If it, they both mean for living with them, should have said like one lashon, Leitavi, don't bring Esnan Zoyna v'Kelev. Mi dichsiv Esnan Zoyna u'mechir Kelev. Since it's a double lashon, it says Esnan Zoyna, and then it says u'mechir Kelev. Shema Amidah, there are two separate cases. That one's a case of a Zoyna, one's a case of a Mechir. Since the Pasuk says clearly, Leitavi Esnan Zoyna u'mechir Kelev, so Shema Amidah, there are two separate cases. That only by a Zoyna, it's the pay to live with the Zoyna. But by the Kelev, it's not the pay to live with the Kelev, but rather it's the exchange, the Mechir, the sale for the Kelev. Then the Mishnah says, Hashutfim Shechol Kuvechet Noitel. Fred, the Gemara, what happened here? That there were 19 sheep and one dog. So one should have took 10 sheep, the other one took 9 and a dog. So the one who took 10 sheep, all 10 is also for Korban, because one of them is in exchange for the dog. So Merk asks the question, why? Nepichar, let's take out one. Lahadi Kalba, take out one of those 10 and say that's the one that's in exchange for the dog. And Bahanat Kulu story, all other 9 should be Mutter. So Poshtis Morris' question is, because we hold Yesh Brera, that we hold Yesh Brera, so he speaks about it. Mashmir, we hold Yesh Brera Midiraisa. So Midiraisa should be able to say this. So the Morris says, let's take out one and say Yesh Brera, that's the one that's connected to the dog, and the other 9 should be Mutter. So Morris says, true, but I'll tell you here the case is, Hochav Amayaskina, like if you hold Yesh Brera, so that would be a good question. Then here the Mishnah is talking about Kagoin, Tetfei Demei Kelev Michad Minayu. Let's say each sheep is only worth, let's say, $10. And the dog now is worth $12. So it comes out the dog is worth more than any one of those sheep. So it comes out there's no one of them alone that's called exchange for the dog. But rather, only one tack is a little bit. And the other $2 that the dog is worth more is like spread out all a little bit in each one of those 9 taloyim. So it comes out really all 10 taloyim is called a little bit exchange of the dog. So therefore all 10 taloyim become asur for korban. They're all considered a little bit a mixas of a mechir kelev. Then the Mishnah says, Esnan kelev a mechir zaynamuta. The opposite way around, if you pay to live with a dog, or else if you buy a zayna, you buy a shivcha, and you pay the master tle to buy you, so that tle is mutter for korban. Omale rova mi pazaki l'ravashi. That minoha milsa, also the Mishnah says, the esnaka mechir was mutter. So omale rova mi pazaki l'ravashi, minoha milsa, how do we know to say this? The Omer Rabbanu, that's what Darshan now is saying, eins nus l'behema. Meaning to say that if a man pays the owner of the dog to live with the dog, that behema doesn't become also for korban. How do we know that? Omale, he said, Lenishmat kro, the Torah doesn't say like that. Lichtav esnan zayin of a kelev, like we said before, the Torah doesn't write stam like esnan zayin of a kelev. If it meant to say just paying for this nus of the kelev, also the korb, the animal is also, the Torah should have just said stam like esnan zayin of a kelev. How come it says esnan zayin of mechir kelev? That we had before, mechir kelev means that a kelev is something else. It's not the paying for the living with the dog, but some the exchange for the dog. Another one says, Tanya Nam Yerulam, like this also. Minan, how do we know to say, Le'esnan Kelev, or Mechir Zoyna? How do we know to say, Le'esnan Kelev, that if you pay the owner of the dog to live with the dog, or also Mechir Zoyna, if somebody pays the owner of the Shifcha, that you want to buy his Shifcha of his Nus, Shemutarin, and if you pay it with an animal, with Tle, with a sheep, how do we know that says that sheep is mutter for korban? Yemen the pasuk says beis v'loy dal like Udashin says shnehem. Only there's 2 isurim over here by mechir kelev and esnan zayna, but not 4 of loy dalit. Therefore, dafka the 2 the Torah says the esnan this nus the pay for this nus of a zayna and the exchange of a dog. Now it says of lo deseyim mutarim shnehem. How do we know that? Because pasuk says gam shnehem. So this to say from the word shnehem with dividing it in 2, as if Joshua said shnei means only 2 isurim, and from the word heim, shnehem with ashning heim, v'loy v'lo desayim, that the isur does not apply in the v'lo desayim, that the vlad of such a thing is taka muta. Yeah. Omar Rav says, v'lad now hanivas asura. A vlad hanivas, they mean asura, partially means here the animal was pregnant, and a man lived with that animal, so both the animal and the vlad both become also for korban. Well, he says, why? Because he uvlodin nirvo. He says, clearly both of them was nirvo. Mashma told me now that she's pregnant. And he says, as far as considered like you live with both of them. The same thing, negachas asura. Let's say a pregnant cow kills a man, so now the din ishraniskol applies to both the mother and the kid. Why? He of Vlad and Nokho. Because both of the Maisa was involved in the Megicha. What about Vlad Muksa Venevat? Let's say you set aside an animal, pregnant animal to worship it, and you didn't worship it yet, or else Venevat will you worship the pregnant animal. Then the Locher is Mutter. That the Vlad here is Mutter. My time, what's the reason? Le'ime Akziye. Le'ime Polcha. You only bow down to the mother, to the animal itself, not to the kid inside. And Uadin, you only set aside the mother, not the kid inside. that the muks and a nevad, the kid is muta, because you don't worship the kid. That's one svara. Ikad the army, some say no. Falad muksa v'nevad also, the kid, if you worship a pregnant cow, so the kid inside is also to be brought for a korban. My time, what's the reason? The nichalei benivchei, avadi happy, the fatter the animal is, the better, the more you want to give it for a korban. You want to worship it like. So when you worship with the muksa, avadi, you set aside the animal the way it is, and the whole thing becomes also. Even the kid also becomes also for korban. Omer Rav Achtavoy Barami, Omer Rav, HaMekadesh Beperish Sher HaNiskol, if somebody wants to marry his wife, and he gives her money, and the money he gives her is the perish, that's the junk that comes out from a Sher HaNiskol. So even though a Sher HaNiskol itself is also Bahano, the wife says the fat inside is not also Bahano. If you want to use it for manure, but it's worth it, it has some value to it. You can use it for manure. You use it to fertilize your ground with it. So if you give her that manure, so it's called Yimekadesh, that's called worth money. And the Yisr HaNo, the Sher HaNiskol, doesn't apply to the perish. But the perish egle avoy dezara, let's say you have an egel that they worship the shem avoy dezara, so it's also bahano. So now the junk, the waste that comes out, the manure, it's also enam kodeshes, because that's also bahano. My time, what's the reason? Iboyasem, if one, I can answer you cross the posik. Iboyasem, you want to tell you it's a svara. Iboyasem is svara. If you want, there's a svara here. That nichale gabi avoy dezara benivchei. That when you worship this animal, this egel, this kif, you have in mind what's ever inside the kif also. The fatter it is, the more you want to worship it. So when you worship the waste inside also. Like a shoniskel, you don't care about what's inside it. The shoniskel did damage. It kills. We have to kill the shoniskel. That's what's also banor. But in the ficha, the waste inside does not become also banor. That's called like stam pirsher biyama, and that is muta banor. He voice him if you want to tell you cross a posik. Gabi Avrat Chichavim Ksiv, it says, Voyisa Cherim Kamahu, it should be Cherim like it, Tzidashin Kol Shata Mahaya Mimenu Hareya Kamo, anything that comes out of the Avodah Zorah is like the Avodah Zorah itself. Vashenken Gabi Shor Nisko Ksiv, the other Pasuk says, Lo Yoichel Es Besaroi, Tzidashin Besaroi, Yos only the boss of the Shor Nisko is also. But the perish that comes out of a sharniskol, like the manure that comes out of it, that's taka mutabano, that's not also. This is only the bosser is also, but pirsho, that's not called part of the bosser, that's mutabano. Therefore, if you kaddish your wife with this manure from the egla, from the sharniskol, it's taka mutabano. She is mekudeshes. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Nosan lo mois, let's say you give her money for the pay of this nus. Is hareyet hilu mutarim. The money is muta, but the money let her go and buy something for the mizbeach. What about if you give a yenis, you give a wine, shimonim oil, saltas, you give a flour, whereas for chol dover shekiyotzver korva gabe mizbeach, anything that you would give her that could be brought on the mizbeach, that's a locha also, you're not allowed to use it for the mizbeach. That's like an esnam zoynom, that just like you can't use the tle, the animal for korban, who then you can't use the yayin, or the shemen, or the selas either, for the mizbeach. What's going to be Nosan Lo Mukdoshim? Let's say you give her a korban, you give her Mukdoshim for the pay for this nus. Is there a Hare Elu Mutarim? It's not Chal the Yis Esnan Zoyn. If the Behem already has Kedusha on it already, you're still allowed to use it for a korban. Oifais, what's going to be if you give a bird for the pay? Is there a Elu Asurim? It's Chal the Yis Esnan on the bird that you're not allowed to use now this bird. If it's a Chulun Dik a bird, you can't now use it for a korban. The Mishnah says, Shehoye Bedin, because really in Svar, it should have been like this, Shehoye Bedin, that Ma'im HaMukdoshim, Madal Korban that has Kedusha ready, Shehamum Paisubhem, if the Behemoth becomes a Baalmum, it's possible to use for Korban. Ain Esnan or Mechir Chalalayim, you're just telling me now that if you give her, you pay her with a Korban, it's not Chal, it's Esnan on it. Even though the Yisamum is Chal upon a Korban, but the Yis Esnan, the Yisam Mechir Kelim is not Chal upon an Esnan. If so, Eif, Oif, a bird. Shein hamum poisaboy. Even though the oifers have mum, still you could use it for korban. So in Sfar, I should have said, Ein Adin, isn't it Sfar to say, Shaloye esna no mechir chalalov, that there should not be an is esna no mechir chal upon it. That if you give a bird to a zayna for the pay, or you exchange a bird for a kelev, maybe it should be mutter for korban. On this Talmud Lamed, no, the Pasuk says Talmud Lamed, it says in the parasha of this, L'chol neder. L'chol neder means l'hovi yesoif. That you cannot use even a knife for a korban if it was a mechir kelev or an esnan zoyna. In other words, the pasuk says like this. It says the pasuk in Devarim, it says that loisavi esnan zoino o mechir kelev beis Hashem olakecho l'chol neder. So l'chol neder is extra, teach us, even for an oif, that if you give an oif, a bird, for a mechir kelev or for an esnan zoino, it's also for korban. Now the Mishnah says, kol ha'asurim l'gabi mizbeach, any behemoth that's also to be used for a korban is v'lodosei mutarim. The yizid did not apply to the vlad. The vlad is muta. Like all the Mishnah we had before, all those psulim, the vlad, if it becomes pregnant, has a kid later, the kid is muta for korban. Rabbi Lezer says, vlad treifel yakriv. No, if the mother was a treif and then it gives birth, the vlad of a treif is also to be used for korban. Nagavim mezbech. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis Omer, that kishero sheyon kemen atreifa. You have a behemoth treifa that was yearning, that nursed, that got all its milk, all its nourishment they got from a treifa, that the mother it nursed from was a treifa. The lacher is psula gabi mizbech. He holds that makes the psul, like we'll see in the Gemara, if all the nourishment came from the treifa, so the kid also has a psul treifa on it, like he can't use for carbon. Kol ha-kodeshim shenasu treifa. Any carbon, first was chala kedusha saguf on it, and then the behemoth became a treifa. The locher is ein poydin oisai. Even if it becomes a baal mum, you can't be poyder it. You can't redeem it al techulin. Why? Shein poydin es hakodeshim lachilim leklovim. To be zoyned for kodeshim, to be poyder it, just to give it to a kelev teeth. Like over here, mamonishach. It's a treifa, it's also for Yisrael to eat it. So the only thing you can do it is either sell it to a goy or give it to a kelev. That's not right. That's a design for kochim. So therefore, you can't be poyder it, but rather just have to let it be mace. Now the Gemara says, "Tanur Rabbanan, what about this? Nosan lo chit, and let's say you gave a zayna wheat for the pay of the znus, and the asosam soilus, she went and made it into flour. Or el zaysim, you gave a pay, you gave an olive, the asos shemesh made it into oil. Anovim, you gave a grapes, the asos nyach made it into wine. So Tony Chod in one brayse we learned asurim." That since you gave it to her and she changed it over, it's still also you can't use it for a mincha, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. For Tanidah, another brayse says no mutarim, that it's only yosa the wheat that you gave her, but once you change it over into flour, that's a shinui, the flour is mutter to be used now for mincha. So Rabbi Yosef, here's like this, Tani Guriyan Dimin Asperg, this Tana taught him, Rashi Shem Malkim, that Beishama Oysim, it's a machlokes Beishama Beisilol. Beishama is the one that Shineim is still also to be used for on the Mizbeach. Or Beisilol Matirim is still held as Mutta. So what Beisilol Sarvi, when it says the word Hain, that we dashing again, Shineim, when it says the word Hain, it says Gam Shineim, for the word Hain, he uses it for Loi Vlodis Hem, like we had before, and not the Vlodis. And heim v'loy shnu yehim. None of them is shanarit. If you give an esnan a tle, and you give the zayna a tle, and then it gives birth, the kid is mutter for korban. Or if you give her wheat, and then she changes it over into flour, shnu yehim, that's mutter for mincha. That's drasha heim, only them, what you give them is also, and not the shnu yehim. That's Beisilu's drasha. Beishamei savri no, we darshan heim v'loy v'lodesayim. Heim is only to say, not the v'lodes, the v'lotak is mutter. When it says gam shnayim, that's l'rabi shnayim. That's the way b'shamei dashan, that even the shinui, if she changes it over, still remains also. For the moral of b'silol, ayak siv gam, it says the word gam, so why don't you also use the word gam, l'rabi says shnayim? Mazalech nami gam l'b'silol kasha. That's a good kasha. According to b'silol, it's a kasha. What is the word gam doing there? Tana rabbi, what about this? The postik says, beis Hashem lekecha. We just said the postik says that Loisovi, the pasuk says, Loisovi should not bring esnan zoyna, the pay to a zoyna, mechir kelev, the exchange for a dog. Beis Hashem lekecha. So it says, Beis Hashem lekecha, prat leporo shein bo labayis. It comes to exclude for poraduma. Like if you give a poraduma an esnan zoyna, pay for the zoyna, you're still allowed to use it for the poraduma. Because the pasuk only says it's only yosef to be used for Beis Hashem, something that's brought on in the Beis Hamikdash itself. The Paraduma is not done, the Avoid is not on the Beis Hamikdash, there's no Psalesnan Zoyn on the Paraduma. Shein Bola Bais, Divur Rebbe Lezer, these are words of Rebbe Lezer. V'yechachom Barim Nechom say, L'rabbeis es ha-rikuyim. It comes to include even the Rikuyim, means things that you want to use just like or gold, silver you want to use to decorate the Beis Hamikdash, that's also to be used. That's also awesome. Rashi says, Tzipul HaMizbeach, what you want to decorate the Mizbeach with, Im Nosen Lazob, if he gave her gold, so that's also awesome. So that's the Pshat from Beis Hashem. You can't do anything in the Beis Hashem. If you give an Esnan gold, and now you want to use that gold to decorate the Mizbeach, that's awesome. Man Chachom, who are these Chachomim? Om Rav Chizda, Rav Yosef, Rav Yudhi. The Tanya will learn like this. Nosan Lazov, let's say the man gave the Zayna the pay for the Znus, he gave her gold. If you say, you're not allowed to make decorations with it. Even back of the basic Kapuras, not even on the basic, not even on the Mizbech itself. Rashi says it means the Yud Aleph Amma. How you know them be Azor Achure Chaimis basic Kapuras. If you awesome, it's called the Gedusha, still it's also for Nesnan to use it there. Anything in the Beis Hashem, it's also to bring it to use it. On Esnan Zoyin is also to be used any place in the Beis Hashem. Now it says what Nosan Lo Mekdoshim. The Mishnah says if you give her a korban, Harei Lo Matarim, the korban still let it be used. The Mishnah says V'yiyu Mekdoshim Esnan O Mechir Chalaleim. Why not? Even though you gave her a korban, why shouldn't the East Esnan and Mechir Kelu be chal upon it? And how the Kal B'Chayma? O Ma Oifus Maduch Birds. Shein hamum paisobim. There's no issa mum. If a bird has a mum, still it can be used for a korban. Mashenkin esnan umchir chalalayim. We dashen a pasuk lechol neder to say that for knife. If you give a zayna on a knife, it's possible to be used for a korban. If so, mekdoshim shamum paisobim. By regular korbanis that there is a psul mum, is zayna din isn't it as far to say she esnan umchir chalalayim that if you give an esnan a korban, it should be possible to be used for korban. Or Mechil, if you exchange it for dog, it should be chal. This the Gemara says no. Talmudim, the pasuk says lechol neder is lehoitzi es hanoder. Only something lechol neder means you can't use the animal for a korban. But if it was already noder, it was already chal the kedusha before already, then there's no issa es not chal on it. So Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason why it's not chal the me'atinu kro? Because you have a pasuk to say lechol neder and not something that was noder already. Hol loy me'atinu kro. If the pasuk was not mamayit this. The mean I would have thought to say ki yoyiv lo mekdoshim chalaleihem esnan umechir, that if you would give a korban to a zayna for a pay, I would have thought in svar it should be chal the yisur esnan on it. It's only because of the pasuk lechol neder not lechol anoder that's not chal. So more the question why? What's the havamina? Halab mamaynu. If you're makdash, if it's a korban, it doesn't belong to you anymore. So who you have no right to give it to the pay for a zayna? So even if you do give it to her, the korban should not be chal the yisur zayna. Like it doesn't belong to you to give it away. It's not yours. It's not mamainu. It's hegdish. So what's the half minute to say the yisa psul should be chal upon it? So my answer is Amar Rabbeishia b'memano al pischoi. We're talking about now that you have the korban pesach, and you tell the zayin like this: if you let her live with you, so if you let her, then you'll be memano. You'll appoint her on your korban pesach. So that's the pay. And that you're allowed to do. The Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Tanya we learn like this. The pasuk says, "Vim yemayet habayis miyois miser." There's a few people in the house from miser. So darshan achiyayu miser means mechtei achila, v'loy mechtei mekach. Meaning to say, if you don't have enough food in the house, so you're allowed to eat the korban for your whole meal. You're allowed to use the korban for your achila, but it can't help you long for mekach if you don't have enough money. Like, you can't go now and sell or let somebody else be part of your korban and take his money. That's not Tanakama. Rebbe says no. Af mechtei mekach, even money also you could take. Meaning to say, shemein loy, if you don't have enough money in the house, is mamana acher mimoy apischoy. You're allowed to have other people pay you money and let them be included in your korban pesach. You have this bailus, even though you makdish your korban pesach, but you have this bailus on it, that if you want to still appoint somebody else to be, before you bring it, if you want to appoint somebody else and they pay you money, they should be part of it, you're allowed to do this. So the Zaynu also, you're allowed to appoint them now to be part of your korban pesach. So I would have thought to say, well, you was ready chalik duchas korban pesach on it. And now you tell her, that for the pay of this nus, I'll let you be part of the korban pesach. So in such a case, she has like a bailus now in the korban pesach, so it's called you're paying her now with this korban pesach. Maybe it should be chal the yisur esnan zayin on it. Kamash from the pasuk no, and it says lechol neder for loy dover hanoder already. So that's Rebbe Shita, when we darshin vim, Yemaya Tabayis Miyos Miseh, means the house is missing even money, so we darshin Hachiyeyu Miseh, from the Seh, from the corporate itself, you have a right to get money. And then what it says, if you're a man of others on your Pischoi, V'yachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach to your money. Shamanas kenig disha yisro pischayim. On this type of a tanai, Klai Yisrael is like makdish tepsachim. So if, according to Rebbe, I would have thought to say that the kedusha, that the isra esna zayin of ischal, kamashnu, no, that's not chal. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.